there's always somebody that's throwing the beer. So I wanted to do like a little deep dive on the person that supplies the beer to Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle is the juggernaut with his fucking thick ass neck. How do you determine what's original, what's AI generated, what's your property, what's... List down in the comments what y'all have been using. Have y'all been using the ChatGPT? Because I saw the other day that...
Matter of fact, I'm eating Greek. I touch a coon ball.
Ooh.
You just got to ignite.
It just goes right up in their face.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so you don't want to watch this over again?
No.
No. No, 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 no.
Sting me, motherfucker.
Bro!
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like some that's such a feat. Yeah. Do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. No shake my hand or reap. I flow the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the butt I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spell. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm a f***ing tell.
It should be my meat. Then I go right to sleep.
But okay, okay, okay. Let's go ahead and get right in with the episode. Episode number 108, the 3-year Ladiversary, bro. 3 years. 3 years. You're the 3 years, three co-hosts. Countless memories, countless views,
who
countless arguments.
One?
Wesley.
Oh, okay.
Wesley, Morgan, yeah. King. The three, the holy trinity of co-hosts. And I need to get all three. Like whenever I move into the new place, I'm going to have one of the rooms literally for the podcast. It's going to be fucking amazing. But yeah, speaking of that, there's going to be some changes in the next few months with the podcast. It's going to change yet again the layout. So, it's going to be more of how I originally envisioned it, because whenever I envisioned the setup, I envisioned it with like its own room, like in-game podcast setup, and I'm getting closer and closer to that, cuz I've had to just deal with apartment setups.
Right.
House setups that don't really match what I'm thinking, and it's only one room, and I'm sharing it with my bedroom, my office, and the podcast. So like whenever I move into the place, it'll probably be the upstairs, one of the upstairs rooms. It'll be just for podcast shit, bro. Like I might have like two layouts, like two sides, like maybe like a news segment side and then a regular side. I don't know, bro. It's countless.
You got ideas.
Yes. ideas, low rent, and a lot of space to work with. And I'm probably gonna get a fucking beagle. A little beagle. And then you, Prince, and Lucky, not Vivian, can all come over. Only Lucky, though.
Only Lucky.
But yeah, and also, so for episode 108, 3-year anniversary, I want to really go over what, like, how I started this podcast, what really enveloped me to start this. So back in April 4th, it was pandemic. When did everybody get into shutdown? That was March. So I was just bored as shit. I just quit my job 2 weeks before COVID hit. Perfect timing, right? I did not envision that I wouldn't be able to get a job that easily because everybody was fucking freaking out. And that's besides the point. So I just got really fucking bored, and I started watching comedy specials, and I started just being really bored and not being able to chill with the lads and them come over and do what we usually do. We just chill in the living room, just watch fails. So I was like, okay, let me try to bring people together with the podcast, because I was watching Howard Stern at the time, like multimedia format type podcast, just him having people on, making people laugh, no politics, just turn your brain off and just chill and listen to music. And eventually incorporate a local music artist scene with new interviews. We kind of already start. I've been practicing with like close friends. Like Rigel came on, and we kind of had like a mini interview about his lawyerness and the in the New York region of United States. And we had JP on, the fucking the engineer, like, bro, he knows how to do everything. He posts so many pictures of his boat, and he's just constantly just like welding shit,
working on it. Yeah.
It's crazy. They, because of the implication, we had like a 30-45 minute Always Sunny conversation, and we eventually had to cut it short. We're like, bro, we're gonna keep talking about this. But in everything Broke Knock Life news, me and King actually went on the Unpacking the Human Condition with a long time friend. Me and Kingsley's probably like first best friends.
A hot minute.
That was
fun catching up with everybody.
Yeah, Unpacking the Human Condition with Van and Doan. Doan was accompanying Van as his co-host, as the multimedia network guru that he is, blowing my mind. The one thing that I take away from that, the one thing that I really remember, and it kind of scared me, is he was like, yeah, dude, they can, the camera shit that he was talking about, how whenever you see something you like, your dopamine levels raises up, and then it registers that with your irises and your eyes, and then it pushes that content because it registers that your dopamine level is raising according to what video you're watching. Like that is sci-fi level
technology,
shit to me.
Yeah,
that's crazy. And we're gonna touch on something that's a little bit crazier. Well, not really crazier. Well, actually, yeah, I would say it's crazier a little bit later in the news segment. So I'm gonna break it down into the layout of what we're gonna have today. So we got, of course, the Gramps Basement, and we're gonna do something special since it's the 3-year anniversary. We've done some spotlights in the past where we've just zeroed in on specific creators. And we're going to do a little checkup on them on each and every spotlight. So we got, if you go on Evernote and scroll down just a little bit. So right there is fine. So we got the Harry Mac. We don't really need to do a spotlight because we do Harry Mac in the beginning of every single video. And everybody knows what's up. Harry Mac, Dr. Parkenstein, you weren't here for that. And for Bryn, you were here. Tweaker Season, it's this guy in New York who just who narrates. It seems like nobody knows that he's there, and he's just like a narrator in a video game, and it's pretty interesting. And then Big Boogie J, I don't know if you're there for that. The insane food creation guy. He has a big ass head. All right. And then Big C the Don. The frog hat.
Yeah.
Dude, he actually dropped off the face of the planet. He hasn't posted yet this year. It's insane. Because I went and looked up, and everybody's like, he's dead. Where'd he go? So let's go ahead and get right in with the Gramps Basement. Oh, wait. So after that layout, after the Gramps Basement spotlight features, we got two news stories that we're going to do. And then we have a tier list, and we got a dream journal that is just insane. So just to preface the dream journal, I type these out, or I don't really have that many dreams anymore. This was already featured probably like 2 or 3 years ago. So it's going to be very incoherent. It's just insane because I used to roll over right after the dream and then just type it out, whatever I was thinking. Okay, open up the Evernote. Oh, actually, yeah, the VLC. All right, so let's go ahead and get on with the... My leg itches. with the Gramps Basement. You sent this to me. Dude, he's just like national TV now, bro. Mm-hmm. Just chilling, bro.
They tried to get him with this one.
I know.
And Tata Kumpe. Whatever he's about to say.
And but what better person than to lead us into the Gramps Basement 3 years in a row than Beetlejuice?
Spell red.
Red, L-S-T-E-R.
Thank you, Beat. 3 years in a row, bro. I need dude, a look back.
One day I'm gonna be on like some fucking show, and they're gonna be like Spell Red, and that's gonna be incorporated in my fucking brain.
Yeah, you're gonna be on the spot, so you're not gonna be thinking.
Yeah,
and that, bro. And then the next podcast generation is gonna have you as a soundbite.
Yeah. This dude was so close to winning $1 million. Could not spell red.
L-S-T-E-R. It's like, bro, where'd you even get those letters from? Your name is Kingsley.
And then I'll go to sue Beetlejuice for teaching people the wrong stuff.
And then at that point, it's not even like lawyers and shit anymore. It's just like celebrity boxing. So you got your hands full of beat, bro. He can pack a fucking punch. All right, let's get started with the Harry Mack and the debauchery that is this Gramps basement. 3-year anniversary. Let's go.
Harry Mack drops a fire freestyle and surprises the host.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My favorite is the dude in the gray suit.
Okay. Yeah.
I love how he jigs.
Check. Yeah, grab on the mic and I spew spray from the U.S. to the U.K. Y'all know I had to link up with my people on TNT Tuesday. We up in the bay, live on the mic and I'm catching that ray. Mack blowing up in the industry, then again that there is obvious what y'all expect. I make it happen when I'm all up in the session. Every time I rhyme, I'm about to drop a blessing. My dreams and my goals, I close my eyes and visualize them and get to manifesting. I'ma make it happen with the flow. Up top, man, I'm really about to go. Certified pro, make them lay low. Can't believe I'm really on the TNT show.
Hey. He's so smooth with it, bro. He's just talking right now.
Now come off at the top with the free, and I'm really about to blow up like TNT sticks, like dynamite. My rhymes are hype, and when I rhyme, y'all know that I'm shining bright. My mind ignites every time I'm up in the mix. H-Mack, y'all know I'm here about to hit. Off at the top, all my lyrics is deadly. I'm keeping it real, and I never been petty. I told you the industry ain't even ready, because I got the sauce like eating spaghetti. Matter of fact, I got green pesto. H-Mack, but you know I make a play-o.
With the kicks,
say
bro.
So, eat them up like a Fredo. H-Mack coming through. Y'all know we ready to drop it. Hey, feel like I'm eating spaghetti. Hey, because my lyrics up in the pocket. Y'all know I came up the top with the heat. Y'all eating the spaghetti and I'm getting up the meatballs. H-Mack, y'all know that I'm really going hard. Working out on the mic, so I gotta have the car. Come up the top in the mental. I'm bringing the true flow.
He's throwing on him.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm eating Greek. I touch a Kumbo. I'm rhyming, I'm bringing the flames, laying these rappers to shame. Whenever I'm spitting, y'all know that I've never been lame. H-Mack rattling the speakers. Dog, I got a couple of your sneakers. H-Mack speaking with the pure voice. He came through with the dunks and the turquoise. Matter of fact, yo, my man be shining. All up on the tongue, yo, we got the diamonds. H-Mack gotta be the freshest here. Yo, the sneakers look clean like fresh veneer.
I see what he did there.
H-Mack coming in, dope. He was like, he's mad that his teeth look something like my coat. H-Mack, man, I get that look cream colored. H-Mack, man, I do it like none other. H-Mack, man, I got no beef. When I rhyme, make a smile, make a show those teeth. I make it clear when we all up in here up on TNT. Harry Mack really is blowing up. They feel the energy soon as I'm showing up. Started down low, but tonight we be going up. Yeah, H-Mack, they believe me. When it comes to rhymes, never been cheesy. Matter of fact, I won't be satisfied till I get the official feature from Riri.
And he changes it up. Amazing.
Gosh. How old is he?
Unrivaled. I don't know. Late 30s, probably. Early 30s.
Huh.
He keeps leveling up. Like, he's selling out shows now, and now he's, like, on TNT. Bro, he's skyrocketing.
Yeah.
And he's been doing it for such a long time. I bet it feels great to finally have this. I mean, he's always, like, he's been on the Sway show, but I feel like people are really paying more attention to him now, and it probably feels great.
Shit. And then practicing on Omegle.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That is amazing. And like on his live streams, people are like, do the AABBCD rhyme scheme and then triple it over and do it backwards. And then he's just doing that shit. He's a robot. Yeah, he's a fucking robot. It's insane.
Does he have any like tips on like how to freestyle? Like, what's like Eminem said, he, you know, reads the dictionary. What's did he ever say what's his way of doing or learning?
I heard him on a morning show one time involving that question, and he didn't really answer it, but he's just like, he just practiced. Like, he's been doing it for so long. That's crazy, just keeps doing it. He's been doing it, like, he said something crazy, like he's been practicing like every single day since, I don't know, since whatever year.
Yeah, but learning all those words and stuff and like
knowing how to how to form.
There's something. I mean, I understand you can't tell your secrets, but you know.
there had to have been something where it was really easy for him, and he recognized how easy it was. So he's like, okay, I'm just going to capitalize on this. Like you said with Eminem, it's like encyclopedia or dictionary.
Yeah.
M was probably just, I don't know, that he just capitalized on something that was easy. That's how the motherfuckers, it's natural talent, man. And then they exploit it in the ways of good. Mm-hmm. Going to different fucking countries, rapping for people. But like with every podcast episode, it's only going to go downhill from here. And I'm sorry. So we actually reconnected with one of the old-time lads, Rigel, the other day. And we went gambling a little bit. We all pocketed a little bit of money. And this TikTok is... It reminded me of that. As imagine, read that. Never forget when this group of friends put 100K on a number in roulette and it hit. Bruh, imagine if that happened. If Greg put... Dude, watch this fucking reaction, man. It's great. Oh my gosh.
That is...
I would lose my goddamn mind. Look at all those chips.
He's ever dealing that table is getting a fat tip.
Oh yeah, who's ever... yeah, who's ever dealing that table is going to be like paid heavily. I'd be like, thank you so much. I love you. Damn, he lost.
Dude, he wasn't as happy.
That dude was kind of pissed.
That
100K on a number, gosh. Man.
If only. I mean, he's probably doing pretty all right. If he
if he's
betting that much already, so.
Yeah. Man, that's probably
that 3.6 million. Come on,
it's like they stop cheering. They're like, "All right, we broke even."
Yeah,
we got a thousand profit. All right, let's go to the next.
Okay,
all right. So this is Dr. Parkenstein. You weren't with us for this. For this dude, he's basically.
I already don't like it.
He's well. This isn't like anything cringe.
All right.
This is completely genius level. Like he's like a. He's like a Tesla type dude. Like he invents and he fucks with old school stuff and he creates like energy and shit. So like, let's just watch it.
All right.
He makes all this stuff.
Jacob's Ladder.
And he said,
okay, first
all the formulas just make sense.
15,000 volt, 60 milliamp neon sign transformer, which shouldn't be too hard.
What the hell?
I've been through about 20 of them with the magnifying transmitter in the early days. This one might work.
It's like he's making a portal.
So here I'm standing
yeah,
next
dude,
to the magnifying transmitter, and if you thought I was kidding about literally going through 20 of these neon sign transformers, here they are. RIP.
What?
So I'm saving these because I can melt down
his
the
parents said,
and
pause
pull
it real quick.
The coils and use the coils to build a...
His parents posted a picture, or he posted a picture of him whenever he was little drawing... Not equations on like with chalk on the sidewalk, but it was Tesla related stuff and like stuff that the parents didn't really get. And he's just like, it always just makes sense to me. I just look at something and then I just make it work. I'm like, God, man, imagine having a skill like that.
Yeah,
that is fascinating.
That's a gift.
Another transformer. Right, China. Are you ready to build a Jacob's Ladder? I'll take that as a yes. Okay, the first thing we will need is a metal coat hanger. It's not painted. Excuse me, where are my coat hangers that are metal? Give me a gas pedal. Oh, there's one. I'll just have to take off the cardboard. China. We have procured a coat hanger. What do you think? I know. Okay, the first thing we must do is untwist this coat hanger and take off this cardboard doodad. Okay, while I was untwisting the coat hanger, it broke at the spot where it bent in the hook and connected. but I can still make it work. Okay, here is the coat hanger now. Okay, now I'm going to use this coat hanger to make each lead. Okay, I have connected the coat hangers to the high voltage bushings.
Bro, how do you not like...
Now I will bend them into shape. Okay, I have bent the coat hangers to the correct shape.
Yeah, I know that.
Now I will get a power cord.
Didn't have like any protection gear on.
Okay, here is the power cord for the transformer I'm going to use.
What?
Okay, everything is assembled. Let's test it. Hopefully this transformer is still good. It might be a bad transformer.
Hopefully it's still good.
Of course, it's bad. Okay, that leaves us with this 12,000 volt 30 milliamp transformer.
What?
Okay, everything is put together again, and I'm using a different transformer. Now we're going to test the Jacob's ladder. Okay, here we go. Pardon this plug.
Bro. Whoa.
Wow.
Okay, let me turn off the light in the greenhouse, and we'll see if we can see it better.
That is crazy. Like, he fixes old radios and stuff. And the one that we first featured, he literally like made a radio, and he could broadcast himself.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's insane, bro. And they shut his first account down, and everybody's like, bro, he's getting too smart. They're trying to suppress him. They're trying to suppress him, and he came back and he's uploading again.
Okay.
I don't know, bro. They might be trying to suppress Dr. Parkenstein. Hmm. We have shelter for you. Come, you can stay in the backyard at Walker. Nobody's gonna go out there, bro. All right, let's go to the next spotlight.
Yo, DJ, Tweak Master, play the song. Tinto, 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 tinto. Why he look like Larry David in front of him with the sunglasses? Minecraft. A lot of pixels. This shit is a PC movie right now. Digital. Yo, he even got the walk down pack. Knife in hand, Matt Tweak final.
Dude, nobody's like, nobody's looking at him.
Tweak Master, play the song.
What the
He's just like a spectator in a video game.
Larry David in front of him with the sunglasses.
Nobody notices him.
A lot of pixels. This shit is a PC movie right now. Digital. Yo, he even got the walk down pack. Knife in hand, Matt Tweak finals. Yo,
amazing.
Finals. Yo, DJ hey, Tweak Master. That's old boy.
No.
He looked like Larry David in front of him with the sunglasses.
No, that's just his thing. Oh, he just walks around and narrates stuff. And then me and Morgan just made a joke of it.
Digital.
Nobody looks at him, and it's just like.
Yo, he even got the
He's
walk
a narrator.
Knife in hand, Matt. Finals.
So that's an update on
Twitter. For a second, I thought that was a. What's his face?
Stan Lee?
Yeah.
Minecraft.
Oh, shit. From Beyond the Grave. He's making a cameo in real life.
Right,
let's go to the next one.
Digital.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I wanted to replay the OG.
Through the wind. Wanting to start again, you just got to ignite.
This goes right up in their face.
Oh my gosh.
And let it shine.
Dude, he wants to get the fuck out.
He's like, where can we go? There's nowhere to go.
That dude is having a full-on panic attack at the end.
There's no other registers to go to.
Wait, go to the beginning again. Look at the double take that he does. He's like, is that fucking for real happening?
Yeah, I can't do that again. All
right, let's see if you can go to the next one.
Sir, stop right there. Sir.
This is a class.
Stop right there. Hey. Just kidding, buddy. What's up? Been a long, long time. How you doing?
Doing,
how
are you?
Yeah, I'm What's up?
Where you been?
I've been good, man. How are you doing? Here, let's take it over here.
Take it over here. What?
What? Wow. It's like squeezing a baby's bottom.
I just washed him.
Oh, wow. Can I see that smile of yours?
No way.
Oh. Brings me back. It really does. Yeah.
Dude. Wow.
Wait for it.
classic Phil.
What?
Sir, stop
what
right
do you
there.
Do?
There was a time
Sir,
where
stop right
you
there.
Just did hey. Random outtakes like that. Outros.
Phil.
How was it?
That's
Sir,
one
stop
of the
right
classics.
There.
I'm going to be taking over.
And this. Big C the Don. The last update.
Sorry, sir. I was just wondering,
wow.
Are you teaching math?
This is ballsy.
Yes. If you don't mind,
this squeaks in the fucking.
All of you who don't know, my name is the Don. Take 3 away from 5 and 3 away from 6. What are you left with but 3 little nymphs? What would these nymphs do on this summer's morning penetrated by 2? But proceed to make one sound. Now, sir, this is maths. You don't mind if I take over in making one special sound to your students over here, do you?
Okay.
What?
Bro.
What? Oh my gosh.
Was he about to tie that in with something in his lecture? Did you hear at the end? He's like, that is a good example of... What a G.
Sorry. Sorry, sir.
All right, so you don't want to watch this over again?
No. The stare into the camera was enough for me.
And he's just over and over and over. He's relentless. Social anxiety is afraid of this man right here.
Is I mean, it? Is... Like, is he really like this? Or is like,
dude, I watch his live streams. Well, I used to because he doesn't post anymore. But he must, he's always in character, like always, or he's just doing it for the TikTok. But bro, it seems like that's him.
There's no way.
I mean, bro, it has to be somewhat him if he's already got this courage to do all this shit. It's probably just an enhanced version of himself.
Has he had any interviews or something? Like,
nope. We need to be the one that interviews him. That's what needs to happen. It's already set in stone. Big C the Don, you're going to do your first video in 2023 with us. You heard that? We're sending that to you via email, via letter to the nymph.
More power to this guy. I wish I had
imagine
that courage.
The bitches that he gets with that type of
confidence.
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck. He probably just goes up to any girl and he's just like, hey, I think you're fine as fuck. I want your number. And doing that to every single girl, bro, he's probably, he's laying pipe.
He's definitely getting 1 out of 100.
Yeah, he's laying pipe, bro. All right, let's go to the next. Okay.
I feel like making some soup. First, I'm going to need some pork neck bone here. So after making sure that I separate all the neck joints and then wash my hands, I grab a handful of carrots. Then come the onions. Then I clean off my phone because I dropped it in the pot before I added the peppers.
It looks nice, right?
Now for what I really think is going to add some flavor to this. Some pork jerky. 1 bag.
Okay, well, this is...
2 bags.
Okay.
3 bags.
Okay, bro.
4 bags.
Dude.
Mix it up a bit before you start adding the liquids.
You like how silent
it is? 2 of hot sauce.
There's like no background
noise. Vinegar to leach nutrients from the bones. Can of chicken broth. And fill the rest with water. Put the lid on, set it to low, stir it every once in a while, and let's give this thing some hours. See you next day. So after 18 hours,
okay.
It's now looking like this.
Not bad.
It doesn't look too bad.
I'm going to need to do some straining.
4 bags of jerky, a little
get
much.
The bones out. Show you what the broth looks like before I put in what survived the cooking process back
that
in.
That doesn't really look that good.
And since I'm planning on adding a can of cut carrots to the soup, I'm going to enjoy these. Those peppers became mush. I shouldn't have used diced ones.
I don't think that's the issue, nope. Man.
Back into the soup. So I screwed up, and apparently I never bought any can of cut carrots. Time to improvise. Can of corn.
Okay, dude.
Can of green beans.
Bruh.
Some salt.
Dude, you already have enough sodium with the
pepper. Some onion powder. Some garlic powder.
Dude,
and some ketchup.
Bro, stop.
Now I just gotta let it cook for a bit more. Stop. Tried to skim off as much of the fat as I could, but I'm hungry now, so I'm not gonna just pop it in the fridge and let any of that lust congeal. Give me a moment.
Yeah.
Wound up making some sort of pulled pork soup. Tell me that don't look good.
I love how silent the video is, man.
I feel like making some soup. I
love how silent my
reaction. First, I'm gonna need some pork.
I don't even know what to say.
Bruh, 4 bags of beef jerky. Why are you even putting beef jerky in there? Like, you got it. Look, that's the meat, man. Why you got it? Dude, you know how much sodium is in jerky, bro?
Yeah.
That's how they make it, with fucking salt and shit.
Yeah, that was a lot, but dang, the extra stuff.
Dude, the canned corn. The canned corn, the green beans, and then he probably didn't even cook it that much after that. It looked revolting. Absolutely revolting. But yeah, that's Big Boogie J, bro. he doesn't do this food stuff anymore because he's watching his diet. I mean, bro, he probably went into shock after all that sodium, man. That'll give you a heart attack. All right, let's go to the next. On to the next one.
My lady, my wife just informed me. Got a big old yellow jacket nest. I ain't seen these. I've been looking all over for these. All over my house this year. But you know what? She wants them gone, so we're gonna make it happen.
Oh, dude, no, 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 no.
Sting me, motherfucker.
Bro!
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh!
You ain't hurting me. You ain't hurting me at all.
You are on meth. You were right. Messed out.
It got me about 2 or 3 times.
Holy shit.
Oh, man, lady, I can't. I can't.
Me.
I am.
Big old yellow jacket nest. I ain't seen these. I've been looking all over for these.
What?
All over my
I'm
house
scared of wasps, man. I would.
But you know what? She wants them Superman. Gone. So we're going to make it happen.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Dude, those are yellow jackets.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, fuck you. You ain't hurt me at all.
All right. Wow, dude.
It got me about two or three times.
Oh, God, I can't handle that.
That's a trooper.
Harry Mack drops a fire.
That is it for the Grand's Basement. The spotlight catch-ups. Now, well, before really anything. That I forgot to do in the beginning. You know, the Dak attack with the Mac in the back of the sack. I know. I'm sorry, Dak. But yeah, we're just going to review what's happening after this. So Grant's Basement just happened, and it's now in past tense. We're going to do a news segment after this, and then we're going to do a tier list, and then a dream journal. The long-awaited dream journal of something that something that happened like 3 years ago that I wrote down. So this isn't a new dream. This is just one of the insane ones that it makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. I wish I could dream again. I can only really dream very vividly after I watch like a sci-fi movie that really has really good visuals. But yeah, let's do the tier list first. So open up Chrome, Because I was just thinking the other day, why the fuck isn't GTA 6 out? I was thinking the other day, because I was missing my disc 2 for Red Dead 2, and I was thinking all things Rockstar and how GTA 6 is like never fucking coming out, and it's gonna like, it might not even be out like for our kids, you know. It's been that and fucking Elder Scrolls 6. So I just decided to make a tier list out of this shit. So let's have you played all the GTAs?
Not all of them.
Yeah, I didn't play the mobile ones. Some of these on here, like Liberty City Stories and Advanced, that's all mobile.
Okay.
Not mobile, handheld. All right, so let's go through these. What's the first one?
Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars.
You didn't play it. I didn't play Advanced either. I think that's the next one.
Yeah, Advanced. What's that?
It's like it's not open world. It's something else.
Okay.
It's a different format, because GTA 1, GTA 2 is like you're looking at it from above and you're controlling a character. I don't know what that's called. But what is that? Lost in the Damned?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was whenever you got the motorcycles and shit. That was a DLC for GTA 4. I'd put that, I mean, it's a DLC. So, I mean, for a DLC, it was dank. Let's do that.
All right.
And then that's GTA 4.
Yeah.
Bro, that's a fucking classic. Let's do OG.
And then Grand Theft Auto Liberty City.
Wait, I played... No, I didn't play Liberty City. Damn. Yeah, I didn't play Liberty City. I didn't play that one either. I don't even know what the fuck
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, a British version of it. All right. GTA 5.
Let's put OG, but behind GTA 4. I think GTA 4 is better. What's that? GTA 2?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like the other ones. It's like a completely different game. So I'll put mid. I played like one or two missions.
GTA 3.
This is the GTA that I grew up on, bro. I remember me and my dad playing this GTA, and I was too little to really know how to do any of the missions. So all I would do, me and him would just take turns shooting people and then just
running them over.
Yeah, right next to that hospital. That was where I was the entire time, because I never moved far from that. I would just create mayhem, bro. I would just do it over and over and over again. I remember the hospital was downstairs, and you could take this ramp up. And then, and then he figured out how we could get cheat codes, do like that armored tank, and then just annihilate the police. I'd put that OG. Let's do, right there. That's fine. That's the first one.
Never played it.
What is that?
Looks like it has better cover design than the other ones.
Dude, I don't know what that British one is. That is like the worst cover design I've ever seen in my life. What's that?
Vice City.
Bro, that's top of OG. In front of all of them. San Andreas, that is the best Grand Theft Auto game.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider San Andreas to be the best Grand Theft Auto game. You heard it here first. Because, bro, you can customize way more shit there. Like in the newer Grand Theft Autos, you can't go around, like the bicycle stuff. You can learn handling and level up all your bicycle shit, and then you can go around working out and then becoming more buff, eating, and it's just
for it.
Yeah, it's way more customizable, and it was fucking great, man. They did a remake of it, huh?
Yeah, they did.
Damn, I saw that got pretty shitty reviews, so I didn't really touch it. What is that next one? The Ballad of Gay Tony?
Yeah.
Let's put mid. That wasn't really memorable for me. What's that last one?
Vice City? I guess.
Wait, is that one was other
Vice
one?
City Stories, and this one was Vice City.
Oh, Vice City Stories is like a secondary one. Vice City. It's San Andreas and then Vice City.
All right.
That's my list. What would you change in this one? I mean, bro, I'm pretty fucking biased. I mean, all of them are like an OG.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are going to be never played.
You didn't do any of the DLCs for GTA 4?
But let's see. I liked GTA 5, GTA 4. Never played that one. No, wait, no. Actually, no, I did. You had this one.
GTA 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always had that one.
So, I would put dank. I didn't play enough, but I mean, when I did, it was all right.
Yeah, dude. I mean, GTA is GTA. I remember for GTA 4, whenever that came out, my mom was in a really strict mode back then, and she didn't let me have it. I don't know when that came out and how old I was, but definitely wasn't old enough to actually like fucking buy it and play it.
Especially
so,
like going to the strip clubs and stuff.
Yeah. It's like your parents would walk in at the worst fucking moment, that one mission in the whole game that you got to go to the strip club.
Yeah.
And you're just like, all right, let me just fucking get through this so I can go to the next one. And then your parents walk in, you're like, fuck, I'm not trying to do anything. Yeah. And then you just start like shooting everybody just to make it seem like you're not there to look at titties. Animated titties. But my workaround to getting GTA 4 was I gave my babysitter the money and I was like, hey, go get this game for me real quick. And then she got it for me for my birthday. So shout out my old time babysitter for fucking up my mind even more than it was already fucked up. But yeah, that's the GTA tier list. I just wanted to do a quick little tier list. And then now we got the news segment. The news. So.
Good news, everyone.
It's always good news. The second story, maybe not so much good news, but I've been seeing some Stone Cold stuff because, you know, the algorithm is just insane. And then if you like one video, you're just going to see everything. And I saw this story of, you know, how whenever Stone Cold does his finisher, he always like clashes the beer together, and there's always somebody that's throwing the beer. So I wanted to do like a little deep dive on the person that supplies the beer to Stone Cold Steve Austin. So this dude's name is Mark Yeaton, and he was a referee in the WWE as well as being a timekeeper who rang the bell before and after all the wrestling matches. And I browsed through. There was not really too much information on him. We could do a more deep dive a little bit later because, bro, what a fascinating job. It's just to throw beer to a guy and, like, perfect the underarm throw because you always want to do underarm or underhand throw. And he said his record for how many beers that he went through in one night was 115. Quoted, "We went through 115 beers that night in Japan, and that was the most I ever went through." And I read some stuff, or not read, I listened to Stone Cold on the podcast, and he's like, bro, like, there's sometimes I was just wasted because obviously I'm not drinking the beer, I'm just pouring it all over my face. But if I go through 115 beers, half of that is going, like, I'm ingesting it, at least half of it. So just imagine, it's just fucking trashed, man. How many beers is that? Like 60? So he probably drank like 60 beers that night. Jesus Christ, man.
And a guy that tall and big, like, the destruction he led through.
Yeah, dude. Imagine if he got pissed off at the in like a drunken rage. That's a WWE wrestler. Yeah, it's fake and everything, but you know what's real? Their fucking muscles, them working out and how strong they are. That is real shit, bro. You don't fuck with nobody that look like that, bro. Like motherfucking Kurt Angle, that dude's neck could fucking he reminds me of dude in X-Men. Fuck, I can't believe I can't remember his name. He rams his head through all the buildings.
Oh, the Juggernaut?
Yeah. Kurt Angle is the Juggernaut with his fucking thick-ass neck. And in other news, so I don't know if y'all have watched South Park, but, you know, that's how I get all of my news information is from whenever South Park does an episode on it, and they did an episode on the ChatGPT. I don't know if you saw that, King. Mm. How fast they are with their comedic prowess and what they cover is insane to me. And in their recent episode, they do Andrew Tate is in it. You know that?
Oh, yeah, I did see a little clip of that.
They're
yeah.
that fast, man. Like, that is crazy. They're that into production that fucking quick. But with the ChatGPT stuff, the whole episode was like Stan or Kyle was using ChatGPT to communicate with their girlfriend, and they were just like they inputted, I don't know, things to say in this you have anybody coming over?
Yeah.
Things to say in this certain instance. And then it would just generate a message. And then he had been using that for probably a week just to message her back and forth. And then they finally went out on a real live date. And she mentioned something, or she recalled something that he said through ChatGPT. And then he's like, fuck, I didn't say it. It was all me. Fuck. But yeah, regarding all that, it's just the shit that you can do with ChatGPT. School is over. Like, bro, anybody in school right now, like if we were in elementary school, high school, college, we can just put in anything. Generate a paper, subject, blah, 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 and then it'll generate it. And it's become so powerful that Elon Musk and a whole bunch of AI leaders is just like, yo, y'all need to slow the fuck down. This is going to be like some Skynet Terminator type shit. Yeah. It is crazy. It blows my mind. But yeah, that's all I really wanted to cover is how insane the ChatGPT is. And list down in the comments what y'all have been using. Have y'all been using the ChatGPT? Because I saw the other day that Adobe is integrating AI into their format. So what you can do, I saw a video of them. It's like it's official, like on the Adobe account. What you can do, you can type in, make this part of a picture this color, and then it'll just fucking do it. Like I can't really explain it. It's really hard for me to grasp this concept of AI. Like, is it the same thing with you? Does it just blow your fucking mind?
It's a lot, and I see it all over Instagram too. Like the little memes, like AI says this. What's a little phrase they have? When you ask AI to put you as a Egyptian or something.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. The AI generative images.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another
that all the time.
I've been getting ads for what you can do with it, and I was reading this Instagram post. Let's say you don't understand a subject in school. You can tell it, help me understand this concept and this subject and explain it to me like I'm five. And then it'll do that. I can't grasp that, man. That's crazy to me. And I fucked around with it a little bit, and it's fucking powerful. Like, I think it's already too powerful.
It's gonna get to the point where it's not all codes. It's gonna turn into
like sentient beings, bro. And it's already affecting music and art. People, like you said, that you can just say, make a realistic image of an Egyptian version of a dog, and then it'll do it. And then there, it's your, nobody else has that image because it's AI generated. So that's your original. Like, how do you determine what's original, what's AI generated, what's your property, what's... We got to have an expert on here to explain it like I'm five, bro. I can't handle all this. But yeah, use it to message your girlfriend. It'll work.
Yeah, whenever you're playing video games, it's like, you don't talk to me anymore.
What do you say in an instance where your girlfriend is telling you, you don't talk to me anymore? And then it'll give you prompts. And then you're like, yes, I have all the options in the world. But remember what you say, because they're gonna be like, you remember when you said this? Remember when you said that? You got to be able to recall, bro. That's where AI is going to fuck us up. And it's in music. Because I see AI generated Kanye on a different song, like on a fucking Michael Jackson song, it'll be Kanye's voice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro. And there was a dude who used an Eminem AI generated voice for a sample. And I believe somewhere in Eminem's empire, they told him to take it the fuck down. So there's battles going on now, bro. But yeah, that's hopefully we don't turn into Skynet and Terminator doesn't come to life.
Yeah, not in this life.
Yeah, but. Dude, I don't want to see a naked Arnold Schwarzenegger like in the middle of a fucking dark alleyway with his fucking glasses on, beating up some biker to get his leather jacket and coming after Sarah Connor. I don't want to see that, bro. I don't want to see no fucking morphing alien that you got to defeat with lava. Or, you know, my favorite Terminator is Terminator 2, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have you seen all the Terminators?
Mm-hmm.
Even the new ones, like the Revelation or whatever it's called? I didn't see the newest one where Arnold comes back or there's like a former version of himself.
Yeah, I've seen like half of that one, but...
I didn't see that.
It's all the same.
Yeah. They just use the same format. They're like, What's not broke, don't fix it. Don't fix it. Let's scroll down a little bit. So we already did the news. We did the tier list. And then we're going to end off this brief-ish BKL 108 3-year Ladiversary episode with a dream journal. And I just want King to read this. So this happened like 3 years ago. I dreamed this about 3 years ago. It makes no sense. Like usually I can be like, yeah, I was really stressed out about that. That's probably why I was dreaming about this. But I can't really put a pin on this at all. So welcome to the Dream Journal. I don't know when's the last time we did this, but I know y'all missed this sound.
Very, very soothing. Sets the tone for what I'm about to read.
All right. Take it away. Take it away. This is my dream about 3 years ago, and we mentioned it before 3 years ago on the pod, but, you know, it's an original. It's a classic.
All right. So 3 years ago, Chris was dreaming about him walking through an airport and leaving to go to his car. It was a bug. He had a hoodie on my right. This is him doing it first person. I was trying to change it.
So you were mixing up third and first.
Yeah, let me restart and just read it how he was doing it.
So, so some context behind how he's going to read it. Literally, I just turn over and I just type in first person, whatever I can form at that
time.
And
I was trying to change it to third person, but it's not as easy when you're trying to read it and then...
Like, it's like first person, you're trying to change it on the fly. You're doing some fucking Harry Mack wizardry right now, bro.
I'm not that skilled yet. All right, we're gonna restart this.
All right, let's go from the top.
I was walking through an airport and leaving to go to my car. It was a bug. I had a hoodie on my right shoulder and my book sack on my left. Some regional manager told me I wasn't allowed to have a hoodie on my right shoulder and it should be around my waist. And then he tows my car, takes my backpack / hoodie. And then I start to consult with Tyrion Lannister because he said he could fix anything.
What?
Then my stepdad came to help. But when I told him I had a bit of weed in the backpack, he got mad. I argued with the regional manager, who turned out to be acting as a regional manager.
Oh, that's okay. I was watching a bunch of Office.
Okay. And I was frustrated. He wasn't answering any of my questions. The real regional manager came over and I gave him my number and I filed a complaint. The dude was fired and I woke up.
That's just a lot of different things.
Yeah. Wait, the car was a bug? Like an actual...
No. Like a
buggy?
Like the car, like the actual car.
Oh.
Like a bug.
Okay, gotcha.
Like fucking... Like what was that movie with Lindsay Lohan? With Punch the Buggy. Kirby?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about? With like that.
It was racing. Alive?
No.
No. Two different things.
Yeah. Let's trash that. We're not getting anywhere. No, but yeah, consult. So what I can deduce from this dream, I watched a lot of Office at that time, and I was watching Game of Thrones, acting assistant to the regional manager.
And you combine them.
Yep, Tyrion Lannister. I had to consult with him. Man, that show just ended horribly. I can't rewatch it because of that.
Really?
Yeah, because I know how it ends.
When's
the book's gonna be finished?
No, the
House of Dragon.
Yeah.
New season. I have no idea. That was decent.
Yeah,
it was decent.
They're starting really slow.
Yeah, and it's the thing is, it's actually going with the books. The problem with the last season or season and a half is they just said, fuck the books. We're just going to go off on what we want to do. And they fucked everything up. God, man. Like, I see on Facebook all the time ads of the first season. And it's like, get into the adventure of blah, blah, blah. And then I remember all the good times, man. And then I just remember all the bad times at the end. Why the fuck didn't Bran just warp into a fucking dragon? Why did he have to just fuck around with birds the entire time? He made no development in his power. You think that he would go into the mind of a dragon for maybe 5 seconds. You know, like, I'm not expecting a full dragon takeover. 5 seconds, give me. And then just, bro. Oh, man. That stresses me out. But on that note, we're gonna leave on that note. On a very angry Game of Thrones note. So let me know what y'all think about the GTA tier list. And while we're doing this, we're gonna have the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack lead us out with Glimpses, Ties on SoundCloud. And I touched on this a little bit before, but this podcast is gonna be moving to a new location in the next 2 months. 2.5 months, and it's gonna have its own dedicated room. We're gonna have a lot more guests over because I'll actually have room, and it's not gonna be where I fucking sleep, and it's gonna be way easier for me to fucking work. You know how hard it is to work right next to where you sleep, bro?
Because you just have a place to. I look crashing all the time.
I look at my bed. I'm just like,
I'm tired.
And bro, if I lay down in my bed, like, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
I can't go on my iPad and just fuck around on it and do some work. I try to do that almost every night, and it's just to no avail. I always pass out. Most of the times I pass out with the light on and the TV blaring. I don't like sleeping with the TV on, but I do because I'm so fucking tired.
Yep.
Yeah, you know how it is, bro. You got them long-ass hours. But yeah, remember to like, comment, subscribe. Thank you for another 3 years. Another 3 more, another 3 after that, another 30, until I'm fucking dead, until I am dead. And then I want all of my podcasts to be broadcasted into the fallout that is America at that time, because it's probably going to be like a new fallout age. And then the only thing that will be on the radio waves is me, King, Wesley, and Morgan, all just speaking cringe debauchery, your only source of entertainment. And the fallout nuclear post-apocalypse.
Beautiful cringe.
Beautiful cringe. InfraBren will be traversing through everybody's dreams. That was a good cutoff. All right. Yeah, like, comment, subscribe. Another 3 years. 108, 3-year anniversary. Let's get the fuck out of here. I'm starving. I'm starving. All right, peace out.